When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Legend has it, underneath the NJM insurance offices lies a room of rejected mascot memorabilia. Is it real? No one knows. But we do know NJM is proud to put policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. NJM.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, tis the season. And so, we've collected a few Christmas newsletters for some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there is one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
All right, everyone, welcome back. As you know, I'm Ashley Flowers, joined by
Holly Laurent
and Greg Hess.
And you guys, I have another Christmas letter for you. This one feels extra special.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because what a lot of listeners might not know is all three of us come from like a pretty religious background.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, are we getting a true meaning of Christmas type letter?
Oh, we're getting it.
Oh, good.
Actually, some night we should like open a bottle of wine and the three of us should sit down and figure out like who's the deepest? Whose Christian background runs deepest? Because I have a feeling I would win.
You think? I don't know, you guys. Me, I mean, people know this about me and Brett. Like, we grew up in we call it a cult. And so many people have asked, like, what cult we grew up in. It wasn't actually a cult. It was just a, air quotes, non-denominational church that was like, yeah, do you love it? Like, they are the non-denominational.
That is, yeah, I mean, we're all card-carrying members of, with some deep knowledge of Christendom, I would say.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I always say I come from a purity cult.
Yes!
Because, like, did you have a purity ring?
I didn't have one, but it was like highly encouraged.
Yeah.
It was like the entire Christian community I was from was obsessed with our virginity. Like, it was a little much.
Well, me and Bert talk about this all the time. Our entire value as women was based on our virginity growing up.
Absolutely.
I had a thumb ring at one point. Does that count?
That definitely makes you Christian.
You did.
I know. I actually do. I had a thumb ring that had Hebrew on it. I think I got it at a Christian bookstore and I was like, that's cool. And I had it when I was like 14.
I'm going to be able to make out with so many hot Christian girls because of this ring. It makes you look sensitive.
Totally. I was definitely the guy with the acoustic guitar and the thumb ring. So I apologize ahead of time.
Yeah. So I don't know how this is going to go, you guys. I think some people figure up like us are probably going to love it. Some people are probably going to hate it, but we're doing it nonetheless. So let's go.
It's a wonderful life.
Merry Christmas, all.
There's no Kwanzaa, there's no Hanukkah.
Yeah.
This is about Christ, you guys. And FYI, this letter is from Mandy. I forgot to tell
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay.
Merry Christmas, all. I pray this finds you well and celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
okay,
already,
pretty straightforward.
I'm already behind the eight ball. I have not started celebrating that quite yet.
This is certainly not the Christmas any of us had imagined, but I believe there is a reason for the season and the reason for this madness that we are going through.
I am so glad to know there is. Well, I'm
we
so glad to know there's
to
a
know.
Reason for the season. I'm so glad there's a reason for the madness we're going through because I've been wondering, to be honest.
Yeah, we're about to find out there's a grand reason behind the pandemic.
Oh, great. Or
I've been hoping Jesus
general.
Would take the wheel the whole year. But
me too. Where's he
waiting.
Been?
Jesus, take the wheel and drive me to a bar.
Jesus, take the wheel and drive me off a cliff.
Attached is a sermon by Dr. Tony Evans that you all need to watch called Divine Disruption.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. I mean,
do we have to stop and watch it now?
I know. I did a three.
Oh,
well, I'll be right back.
Don't worry. She's about to break it down for you.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It is so timely. The first part is worship, featuring Dr. Evan's son, who has an otherworldly voice.
Otherworldly?
like an alien?
Otherworldly.
Like it's Chewbacca, like...
Our car is an awesome
car. He reigns.
It's from another world.
Then he is followed by a discussion with Dr. Evan's four children, who are all Christian leaders. Capital C, capital L, Christian leaders.
Oh, good.
Dr. Evans is planning to pardon three of his four Christian children for any potential future crimes.
I'm glad they're all in the same family business.
Then, about halfway through, Dr. Evans speaks from his home study in front of the fire where he is self-quarantining because of this worldwide plague.
Plague, very biblical.
Very biblical.
Also, is sitting by his fire, is that considered self-quarantining, or does it just mean he's home? Like the rest of us, we're all at home.
No, Holly, I'm self-quarantining.
Okay, Dr. Tony Evans, we appreciate the effort.
Priscilla Schreier is his daughter.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, we're still on the...
Is this more about Dr. Tony Evans?
Whose family newsletter is this?
Yeah, so far we've gotten nothing. Except for reading the signature, I would have no idea who Mandy is.
Mandy, you have nothing to say about your family?
She's just the ghostwriter of the good pastor's Christmas letter, apparently.
I think so. Priscilla Schreier is his daughter. She is a wonderful Christian actress, speaker, woman, and actress.
It bears repeating.
I really hope that's not just a typo and really it's just like she's a Christian actress. She's also a regular actress.
Oh, she's a Christian actress, a speaker, a woman, and an actress.
Right.
Right.
Oh, I read it as wonderful Christian actress. No, she's a wonderful Christian actress.
Christian actress, speaker, woman, and actress.
That's when she does those wicked secular commercials.
I know. Don't you really love her in her Christian work? Yeah, but I really don't like her in her non-Christian acting. Her non-Christian acting is just not very good.
You can't say non-Christian. You know it's secular. Want to say secular.
Totally, yeah. Oh, yeah. She does some secular work. Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, you guys. This is like, I'm laughing because I'm traumatized.
it's bubbling up.
The Evans family has felt, deep loss of late.
Oh, no.
Still on the Evans.
She's still on the Evans family.
This is going to be a lot.
Also, how does she know this much about this guy?
Does she know them personally?
I don't know. She's really fangirling out on the Evans.
Okay. Tony Evans' father died a few months ago.
Oh, R.I.P. No.
His wife, Dr. Lois Evans, died in December.
Oh, no.
R.I.P.
Then his daughter, Priscilla, faced the surgery in Jan. Please lift them up in prayer.
Okay.
We know that no matter what, God is in control.
Okay.
Regarding the current Communist Chinese Party virus, COVID-19.
Yeah.
Mandy.
CCPV.
Isn't it funny how she said Communist Chinese Party virus, though? Mm-hmm, should it be Communist Party Chinese? I mean, this makes it sound like it's a party virus. Communist Chinese.
You get it at parties.
I think it should be Chinese Communist Party virus, right?
Super spreader. Okay, the CCPV, COVID-19.
The CCPV, COVID-19. Except for my choice of the virus's name, I will not be sending any mass political or opinion-based things about COVID-19 in my emails to you, ...
Oh my God. Wait. Wait, she just called it COVID-19 after explaining to us that she's going to call it the Communist Chinese Party virus.
Yeah. She called it the Communist Chinese Party virus COVID-19. I think she's just shortening it to what we all know it as.
Right. I think you got to stick with, if you're going to use CCPV, you got to stick with CCPV-C19.
CCPV-C19.
But it still feels like she's copping to the fact. She's saying like, okay, by calling it that, I got political, but I'm not going to, I promise I won't anymore.
Yeah. I won't put
dot, 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 dot.
I know.
Oh, a little extra at the end of the ellipses?
I kind
of
feel like she's either going to completely avoid it or she's going to drop the hammer on us super hard.
Oh, boy.
Ding, she says,
sending any mass political or opinion-based. Like, what's mass political?
You know, mass political.
True. What is
How many of these? I have a feeling Mandy is sending these out, like, all year round. I don't think this is, like... a special Christmas themed one, like this is not the only email.
You're getting a monthly email like this from Mandy, and you know it's got like forward, 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 re,
I haven't seen a forward, forward, forward in a long time.
I know. I feel like as soon as those come across my inbox, I start just flop sweating, where I'm just like, do I open it? Do I look at it?
Wait, when is the last time you got a forward, 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 forward?
Oh, I still get these emails from family members all the time. Yeah.
Especially when the pandemic started, I started getting like, this mask stuff is ridiculous, and it was all forwards.
I know.
It was like, if you wear a mask, you'll get it quicker and stuff in these forwarded emails.
Yeah. You'll get it quicker.
Okay, so she promises she's not going to be mass political or opinion-based from here on out.
Okay, great.
I'm very glad.
Sofas, recliners, love seats, everything is better in leather. Discover the new leather collection at Ashley, where bold meets durable. And wait a minute, who's been finger painting on a couch again? That's okay. Leather is easy to clean. The new leather collection at Ashley is built with the durability you need for the whole family. Yes, pets too. Luxury is meant to be livable. Shop chairs starting at $499.99 and sofas at $599.99. Ashley, for the love of home.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
You each have your own political biases / worldview.
Oh boy.
Okay.
And my guess is that only a couple of you may share my political view / bias, and that most of you have a bias that is 180 degrees in the opposite direction from mine.
Mandy, you know what? You nailed me.
There's so much presupposing here. Like, and also, I feel like there's a burn in there, like she's burning me, but I'm too lost in the semantic circle and getting tangled in her logic of like, you have this and I'm guessing that and I'm here, but most of you are there and it's probably 100. It's like the Bilbo Baggins thing. I don't know half of you half as well as I should, and I like half of you less than half of as you deserve. It's like, Mandy, you're putting me in a Bilbo Baggins loop right now.
Some Lord of the Rings nerds just really got happy that you did that, Holly.
You're welcome out there, LOTR
and I'm
fans.
I'm over here like, I have no idea what's happening.
You're like, yeah. Was that English?
I will most likely never share your political / worldviews, period. Sorry if that offends you, period. But I say, who cares?
Oh, good.
Oh, also, didn't she just promise us that she wasn't going to get political on
us? Yeah, she just told us that she wasn't going to come after us, and then she just said she's sorry if she offended us.
I feel under
but
fire
who cares?
Here. But
that's
who cares?
Right, who cares?
But who cares?
Who cares? Government is not the answer to our problems.
Okay, maybe.
God is the answer.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay.
In parentheses, in fact, I say we should shut the media down for 30 days and... Oh, no. I'm sorry, guys. In fact, I say we should shut the media down for 30 days and you'll see 80% of our problems disappear.
What?
Wait, what?
Where is this math coming from?
This is like the hardest word problem you ever got in school. It's like if you shut the media down for 30 days and 80% of your problems disappear and you're traveling 30 miles per hour going west, like how many chickens do you have? It's like really, really interesting logic.
I mean, also, I think this is science.
It's clear science. It's clear science. Also, what if my problems are IBS and an emotionally abusive husband? That's going to be 8. If I just don't watch the news for 1 month, my bowels will be 80% healed and Dan will be 80% nicer to me and not cutting me down all the time.
Also, I love that it's like, you know what? Religion is really important. Let's shut down the media.
Like, I'm so confused.
I think both of those are protected under the First Amendment, Mandy. So we're going to have a little bit of a problem if you just want to shut down the media because, you know.
Oh, yeah. Freedom of religion is First Amendment, too. Yeah, with freedom of press.
In one sentence, she basically created a constitutional crisis.
That's true. You can't shut down the media and still have religion. Same amendment.
This feels like the best representation of separation of church and state
totally.
I've ever seen.
Oh, bring it on. Thomas right. Jefferson, everything is coming true for you right now.
I believe in God, and I am not ashamed. He has been trying to get our attention individually and as a country for decades. Are we paying attention?
We're just at the end of page one, and she's declaring, I believe in God and I'm not ashamed. You know what, Mandy?
No,
I believe
in
you.
Yeah, I totally am. 100% believe that you do.
I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up.
I think I picked that up somewhere. I don't know what part of the letter, but I definitely was getting
so
that.
Okay, so God's been trying to get our attention individually and as a country for decades.
Okay.
Okay, so
are you paying attention?
Okay.
I'm trying.
He does not want us to, quote, social distance from him. In fact, he wants us to draw closer to him.
6 feet closer?
I can think of no better time than now, since our country and the world is in various stages of lockdown / slowdown / homebound.
Lockdown, slowdown, homebound. That kind of sounds like a Willie Nelson song.
Various stages of but lockdown, I don't understand the, slowdown, homebound.
Oh, there's a hmm after that? Yeah,
H-M-M-M.
Period. How convenient of God to get us back to the basics of fathers, mothers, and children at home to get...
Oh my God, I can't with her. How convenient of God to get us back to the basics of fathers, mothers, and children at home together to gather, talk, study, learn, and grow more in him.
Wait, so she's basically teasing the theory that the virus, the Chinese Communist Party virus, which she's clearly putting the blame on the Chinese.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's also God sent the virus via the Chinese to teach
fathers, mothers, and children at home together.
At home together, together.
Together, yes. Together, to talk, to study, to learn, to grow.
We gather together to count the Lord's blessing.
But also, it's helping us. This CCPTVVV19 is helping us get back to the basics.
CCPPTV, I think I had that in college. I think you can get tested for that.
Oh, one in every four sexually active adults has CCPPTV. DHGTV.
It was kind of bad. It burned, and I got an antibiotic. It went away, but I'd never told anyone about it.
Well, Mandy has an idea.
Oh, good.
Here's an idea. Actually, underlined, make time for God.
Okay.
He is making time for you.
He is?
Is he, though? I thought he was outside of time. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Time does not exist to God.
I love when you throw down these Bible phrases. I'm so into it. Andrew and I have been getting Micah up before he goes to school for a family devotional and has completely changed the course of my days.
Oh, this poor kid.
New characters.
Oh, okay, yeah, great. We're finally, after 2.5 pages of Dr. Tony Evans' family, we finally know Andrew and Micah.
I can't believe they're getting Micah up before school. That
poor
sucks.
Micah.
Can you imagine
being like, oh, Mom. Like
wake
she's
up,
pulling
wake
his
up.
Down.
It's time for devotional. No. It's 6 in the morning.
It's
I'm so tired.
It's 6 in the
tired.
Morning, Mom.
No, like, time to pray.
Your dad and I need to dive into the word first thing.
Can I have cereal?
Wait, how old do you guys think Micah is?
High school?
He hates this. He is in 7th grade.
No.
It's like the hardest time of life. He's like, Mom.
It's the only age where you absolutely cannot wake up before you should wake up.
He's like, life is hard enough, Mom. My body's covered in acne. I have these boners that won't go away. I don't know what to do with them. They're burning inside of my jeans.
I can't believe I have to get up. That is so funny.
Well, Mandy says if a 7th grader is doing it, so can you. So she's really putting the guilt on. She says, I thank God that Andrew is a husband who understands the importance of having Christ at the center of all we do. It's Jesus first, Mandy second, and I could not agree more.
Wait, where's Micah?
I was just going to say, he didn't even make the list.
Micah didn't make the list. Oh boy.
He's like, I'm 13, I'm being bullied at school, my parents wake me up, I don't get enough sleep, and I'm not even on the list.
He continues his work as a director in strategic defense systems at Raytheon.
Raytheon? That actually sounds like a cartoon corporate villain.
Raytheon is a defense contractor.
Is that real?
It's here in Indy.
It is?
Yes.
That is amazing.
Raytheon,
defense systems. He's building missiles.
Andrew builds missiles?
Andrew builds missiles.
Oh, Oh, no.
Interesting turn of events.
But Andrew's number one priority is Christ. Didn't Christ say turn the other cheek?
Yeah, but Andrew's basically building missiles to drop on the descendants of Jesus.
Jesus' direct descendants. Yeah.
Like, there's only one place we're sending all those missiles, and it's straight to the Middle East.
Well, it's turn the other cheek or drop a few missiles to annihilate as many people as we can.
He is so fulfilled by his work and those he leads, including a small group of men who meet weekly there to pray.
That is terrifying.
At Raytheon?
I think that where there is?
I think so.
Oh my.
Dear Lord, please let these missiles fly true.
Let our bombs drop true. Let our devastation planes, be massive.
Let our planes rain down terror upon thine enemies.
When I am not volunteering at First Baptist or the New Life Center for Mothers, I am helping Micah with his schoolwork. He is turning into such a fine young man and continues to be interested in writing and drawing his own comic book. The comic book is called The Apostles.
Sweet.
As well as recently joining a reenactment group where he is learning famous Civil War battles up close and personally.
Oh my gosh. Did you all ever have an illustrated Bible?
Oh yeah.
Duh.
Oh, you know I used to be obsessed with that comic Bible because you'd be sitting in church and you would feel like you're really getting away with something.
Oh yeah.
Because it was like, I'm reading comics in church.
But it's like, oh, it's so much better to just sit here and look at pictures.
And it's so much more violent than any comic book.
Oh, wow. True. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The illustrated Bible was really violent. I just always remember being like, whoa, this is intense. My parents won't let me watch movies with any of this stuff in it, but for some reason I can sit in church and read the Bible.
Here's the thing. The whole Bible is pretty dark. So my husband does not come from like a background like I do. Like, honestly, his knowledge of the Bible is very limited. So
oh,
we actually have this tradition. Britt and her husband are from the same church I am. So every Christmas Eve, pre-COVID, we actually would get together and Eric learns one new Bible lesson. From Britt and Justin, but they like modernize it for him so he stays interested like a true kid in church.
Ashley.
And oh my gosh.
You're basically doing to Eric what Mandy is doing to Micah.
Making him have a devotional before Christmas.
Yes.
It's just so great. He's so fascinated. Like, he still spits the fact that he asks everyone, do you know what the fifth oldest name is?
I don't know.
Seth.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then he goes on this whole spiel. He's like, Seth's the kid under the stairs that smokes cigarettes. Seth's not a Bible name.
That is so funny. Wow. Yeah, the fifth oldest name is Seth.
You got incest in the Bible. There was basically a whole season of The Bachelor.
Totally.
In Esther's story. I mean, you got some good stuff.
Everybody's getting genocided in the OT.
So all that to say, there's probably some dark stuff in The Apostles.
Yes, for sure.
Bless his heart.
He is the youngest one there. I think she means we're talking about the Civil War battle. He is the youngest one there and is playing a private bugler in Lee's Army of Northern Virginia.
Oh my gosh, he's doing Civil War reenactments on the losing side.
And he's a Confederate soldier.
Oh,
he's a Confederate bugler.
He's a Confederate.
Micah,
run away. Can you run away to the Northern side?
She just hard ends there with her family. By the way, we got two pages on the virus and Dr. Evans. We got two paragraphs on her family and we're done. And now we're wrapping it up here. She said, I am more concerned with your spiritual hearts and lives now more than ever.
Oh, thank you.
That is where my heart is, dot, 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 dot. And that is where my prayers are, dot, dot, dot. For each of you to come to a personal relationship with God and accept Him and receive His peace.
So many dots, so many ellipses in there for me to like panic.
Be contagious in spreading the good news.
No.
Ooh, another virus.
You can't. You can't.
She came full circle with the virus.
That's right. The CCP.
Love and prayers and Merry Christ Mass, CHRIST capital Mass to all. Mandy.
Oh,
Merry Christ Mass to you, Mandy.
Merry Christmas.
You got to get an antibiotic to look at that CCP TV.
Man, this one was a treat.
That one was a journey.
I need a drink, you guys.
I know.
Well, there you have it. If you find yourself at a communist Chinese Christmas party, may you be contagious in spreading good cheer. Yes, their political views might be 180 degrees from yours, but I say try the wassail. In 30 minutes, you'll see 80% of your problems disappear. It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audio Chuck original, created and executive produced by Ashley Flowers. Produced by and featuring Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. Production assistance by David Flowers. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
Ashley's Memorial Day sale is going on now. Shop our biggest selection of hot buys, cool deals, or shop limited-time savings on new summer spaces. Plus, get 72-month special financing on select in-store mattress purchases made with your Ashley Advantage Synchrony credit card between May 14th and June 3rd. Whether you're redecorating indoors or rethinking your outdoor space, save big on this season's trending styles. Only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. No minimum purchase required. See store for details.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!